Shaking it up with Sheikh Fayaz, Nightly Ramadan Reflections.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Amongst the most important rituals that we should perform during the holy month of Ramadan is to be in consistent supplication toward our Creator by means of dua. Dua is a means to seek proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that perhaps no other ritual within Islamic tradition allows us to. In a saying, it is stated, "Ad-du'a miftahu as-samawati wal-ard," that supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the key to the heavens and the earth. But it's important that we understand how to make du'a, the mindset that we need to be in the course of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those of you who have followed the episodes in the previous year, we spoke about the etiquettes of dua, and we spoke about why our du'as are not often answered. But I want to focus on a third aspect when we speak toward the notion of supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, that is the mindset that one needs to have in really allowing for ourselves to find that closeness with God and really allow for what it is that we're seeking and what it is that we're supplicating for to be materialized. In a conversation between God and the Prophet Jesus alayhi salam, Isa salamullah alayhi, it is stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out, Ya Isa, id'ini du'a al-ghariq, alladhi laysa lahu mughith. He states, Oh Jesus, make dua to me, call upon me in the same way that someone was drowning and they had no other one to call upon other than I. O Jesus, when you are making supplication and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine you are in the midst of the ocean and you have no other hope. That call that you're making, that sigh that you're making, that scream that comes out from the depth of your heart, that's the reality of dua every single day. But naturally, to be in that mindset every single moment and every single day, before our prayers and after our prayers, while we're fasting during the holy month of Ramadan, and while we're in solitude in the darkness of the night, is really challenging. And like we have spoken about over the last couple of episodes now, it's all about understanding the opportunity for incremental change in our lives. Spirituality, God consciousness, taqwa doesn't come overnight. It takes a really long time to get there. But it's about making the small steps and allowing for our mindsets to change during the course of these days and seeking from God that He gives us the divine help and support for us to really reach where it is that we want to reach. Which is why in Hadith al-Qudsi, in which God speaks toward the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, but in a way that offers us, as all of the sons and daughters of Adam, a lesson. He states, اعرف إلي في الرخاء أعرفك في الشدة. He states, know me during the good times and I'll know you during the difficult times. In other words, what does that mean? It's very easy for us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when things are really challenging for us. When we're in the midst of trials and tribulations, when we get sick, when we're going through a financial challenge, when we've had an issue in one of our relationships, it's very easy for us to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's natural and that's okay and that's something that we should continue to do. But what's really difficult is when everything is going perfect, your job is going well, you're making money, you are comfortable, you are healthy, everything is perfectly fine. It's really difficult for us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, and we often lose a little bit of sight during those days. But again, it's about recentering ourselves and understanding the reality of these words of God, in which He again tells the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as an instruction for all of us, اعرف إلي في الرخاء. You should remember me on those good days. force yourself. Create a sort of schedule whereby to remember God and make dua toward Him during those good days, and it's not really going to be anything detrimental to us. Rather, it's only going to bring us more benefit. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, as God states within the Holy Quran, that if you thank me, I'm going to increase you. You thank me for your wealth, you thank me for your health, you thank me for all of the blessing that you have in your life, and guess what? God is going to increase those things. That's how generous that He is. Even though He didn't have to give it to you in the first place. اِعْرَفْ إِلَيَّ فَالرَّخَى. So in the good times, in the good days, when we're not going through any sort of challenge, or we're not going through any sort of difficulty, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعْرِفُكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. And when we are in a state of consistently doing just that, on those days that are a little bit more challenging, on those days where we really need God to have our back, so to say, He says, I got your back. أَعْرِفُكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. You remember me on the days that are going well, and I'll remember you during the difficult times. All it requires, again, is for us to be in a state of mindset, in a state of recognition and of understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to make dua to Him. And what's really powerful is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this most merciful God, this most generous God, the most merciful of those who show mercy and the most generous of those who show any link of generosity, He just continues to give. And He gives to those who believe in Him, and He gives to those who don't believe in Him. And why then wouldn't we put ourselves in that mindset whereby we always have the opportunity to benefit from Him? That's what He wants from us. In a famous supplication that's often recited during the month of Rajab, but nonetheless narrated by Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad and As-Sadiq alayhi salam, amongst the great grandsons of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states, Ya man yu'til kathira bil qaleel. He said, Oh Allah, you are the one who gives a lot in exchange for a little. Ya man yu'til kathira bil qaleel. The little bit of worship that I do, the prayers that I do, when in reality those prayers don't even materialize toward the reality of feeling the presence of God and taking us away from sin and vice. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. But the little bit of that which I have to offer toward you, you exchange it with so much. How much does God give us? He gives us another day. He gives us the ability to see, the ability to hear, the food on the table, heat in days that are cold, and air condition on days that are hot. He has given us the sun and the moon and the stars and family and children and community. يَا مَنْ يُؤْتِ الْكَثِيرَ بِالْقَلِيلِ. But what exactly have we done for God? Even the fast that I'm fasting right now during the holy month of Ramadan, or over the last couple of days and those days which are going to come after this, do they really fulfill all of the prerequisites of fasting? Are my eyes fasting and my tongue fasting and my ears fasting and my stomach fasting? Am I really attaining the sense of God consciousness and taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded for us to reach? Probably we recognize that we have a lot of work to do, but nonetheless, out of His compassion, He still exchanges the little bit that we have to offer for everything that He gives us out of His generosity. Ya man yu'ti al-kathira bil-qaleel, ya man yu'ti man sa'ala. Oh Allah, you are the one who gives to the one who asks. Oftentimes, even though we might not necessarily get the response toward our supplication immediately, we know that God, He just gives us what's actually better for us. And how many times have I blasphemed God? How many times have I absolutely said, you know what, I'm not going to pray, I'm not going to fast, I'm not going to obey, I'm not going to worship, why is God doing this to me? But nonetheless, He still gives us another day. He still gives us the ability to breathe. He still gives us the ability to eat. He still gives us all of the potentials that we have as a human being. He still allows for us to look up at the sun and the stars. He still allows us to have the relationships with our family members, with our community members, with our spouses, with our children, whoever it is. يَمَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ سَأَلَ. And many times, the minute that we ask, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow for the supplication to be materialized, only a moment or only a day or only a year later, and often with far more benefit than when we actually anticipated it in the first place. يَمَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ سَأَلَ يَمَنْ يُعْطِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْ. He continues in the supplication, and he states, and oh, the one who responds toward the dua of the one who doesn't even ask. How many things have we asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? And how many things have we not asked Him for, but He still gave it to us, and later on we realized how incredible of a blessing that it was. You applied to this college, but in fact you got into this college, and that's not what you wanted, but you realized how incredible it turned out for you. You wanted this job, but in fact you got that job, and you didn't realize how incredible that turned out for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows what's best for us. And even then, God gives us things. يَمَ يُؤْتِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ. He gives us certain things which we wouldn't even think to ask about. How many of us think about the ability, or have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the ability to breathe? How many of us have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanked Him for Him giving us oxygen, or for allowing for the process of photosynthesis to take place, which gives us so many incredible benefits, and without it we wouldn't be alive? How many of us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow for the sun to rise tomorrow? Well, guess what? Probably many of us have not, but nonetheless God still gives it to us. And how many people, they didn't ask to be alive today. They didn't ask for another opportunity. They didn't ask for anything, but God still gave them. يَمَنْ يُعْتِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْهُ. And oh, the one who gives to the one who doesn't even know Him. How many people completely reject God? One of the best blessings and greatest gifts that we have is that I know my Creator. Even though I'm not in that state of utter and absolute certainty at every moment in my life, I do my best to pray 5 times a day, to recite the whole Quran, to make dua, to exhaust myself during this blessed month of Ramadan. So, to seek Him, so to find Him. How many people, they don't even know God? The best and greatest blessing that we have is the fact that our hearts and that our souls are exposed toward the God of mercy and the God of compassion. يَمَنْ يُعْتِي مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلْهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْهُ تَحَنُّنًا مِّنْهُ وَرَحْمَةً. And all of those individuals who don't know God and who even reject God, God still gives them. He gives them food. He still gives them family. He still gives them manifestations and illuminations of happiness in this dunya. Out of His mercy and out of His compassion, تَحَنُّنًا مِّنْهُ وَرَحْمَةً. Out of His care, out of His love for His creation. During the holy month of Ramadan, it's about changing our mindset toward not being someone who solely supplicates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we need Him. In reality, we always need Him, but only when we need something tangible, when we need Him to get us out of this illness, when we need Him to increase our sustenance, when we need Him during a time whereby we are undergoing an incredibly challenging obstacle. Remember God then, and I remind myself, of course, to also remember Him during the times when everything is going well. And making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by telling Him to increase you in whatever it is that is going well for you. And then to recount the really small blessings that He has offered us. And then just to tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you're thankful for everything that He has blessed us with. So to go back toward these two narrations, Ya Isa, ad'ini dua al-ghariq. الَّذِي لَيْسَ لَهُ مُغِيثٌ. O Jesus, supplicate to me the supplication of the drowning person who has no other hope other than me. And the second, from God Himself in Hadith al-Qudsi, in which He tells the Messenger, اِعْرَفْ إِلَيَّ فِي الرَّخَى أَعْرِفُكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Know me when everything is going well, and I'm going to remember you when you're in difficult times. Understand that this Lord of ours, He wants us to call upon Him. He wants us to supplicate to Him. And the way that we do, and the style that we do, and the focus that we have, and the attentiveness during our personal supplications to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is actually a means by which He examines our hearts and examines our souls to test our sincerity. And this month is all about checking our sincerity, making sure that it aligns to where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability and the tawfiq to really illuminate the meaning of supplication and the meaning of dua. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to call upon Him and only Him during the good times, so that He is able to come to our support in the difficult times. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahumma ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Follow Sheikh Fayaz on Twitter and Instagram @FayazJaffer, and look out for him on Facebook.